Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I Don't Get It podcast.
Where I'm cut off.
Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. I just pressed record real quick because Jared is our special guest here tonight, rambling with us. And this is the second time we've had a gathering of friends where I learn things about him. That I learned things that are going on currently, but he doesn't share it with me. He shares it only when we have a group of friends around us.
So you're saying you guys spend all this time together,
yeah,
and then you meet a new group of people, and Jared's like, yeah, hey, by the way, this is this, and you're like, I didn't know that.
That's not how this went down, though, by the way. Hi, everybody.
You showed me your Facebook homepage now.
But why did I show you? How did this conversation begin? Okay, let's backtrack. Okay. Let's Quentin Tarantino this thing right now.
Rewind. So Jared walked in. I haven't seen Jared in a while, so I asked him, how is the Help I Suck at Dating podcast now that they are one host down? Vanessa has left.
Asked me how the podcast.
I have to ask you how your podcast.
But something like,
he comes in and tells me about his podcast all the time. You didn't tell me about the funny Facebook picture.
Well,
I just did it today.
I would argue that you should. Do you ask him?
We always ask each other how it went. But then, like, sometimes it's like, Jared, I'm your wife. Offer it up.
But that just happened today.
Okay. That happened today?
This is ridiculous. I knew it was good
podcast content, which
I'm
is why I'm bringing it up.
Offer it up.
Is it good podcast content?
Yes, yes. So then again, last night we were at dinner with Alon and Molly, and he, like, started spewing the most passion I've seen out of him in eons, and it was about the Joker and all these theories that he had on each scene, and I go, Jared, you've been bubbling these theories and you've not yet shared them with me. Like, this is what goes through on, I'm always like, what's going through your head? A penny for your thoughts. And I'm like, I don't say a penny for your thoughts, but, and then I'm like, are you okay? Little do I know he's like making these theories about the Joker in his head and he's not sharing them with me.
Funny. Can I be honest?
You didn't think I was going to be interested.
No, not that.
Oh.
But anytime we talk about things like that, you usually agree, and there's no really back and forth. Where last night, Molly, Alon's girlfriend, had her own opinions, and so we went back and forth, and that's why I got so passionate.
So I'm
because
boring
I really,
it's what you're saying,
it's not boring me, but specifically with something like the Joker, where I'm thinking about this constantly, and once we leave the theater, you start forgetting about it because
exactly.
But that's the difference right there.
Well, I'm not fulfilling you.
Of course you're fulfilling
I'm offended that you didn't text me about the Joker now.
I guess.
I'm just kidding, Derek.
I should have texted everybody. Big group text next time.
But there was this one thing that I truly do not get, and that is that, like, he doesn't remember, like, where I told him, like, so-and-so store was, you know? Or he, like, can barely find his way to Malibu after 2 years of living in L.A. However, remembers every single detail of the Joker. Or, it's like, any movie for that fact. Any movie.
First of all, with the directions, I think everybody sitting here can relate. Los Angeles is a place where you don't drive without a GPS. So, for the past year and a half, I've been driving only staring at my phone telling me where to go.
That's how you're not learning.
Exactly. That's exactly my point, though. But have you guys consciously tried to learn where you're going?
I know how to get to Malibu.
I feel like,
I mean, I was talking about the restaurant, though, because, you know, I know how to get to Malibu, but
I was
maybe
like,
there's a shorter way.
And we'll fit, you know, then we'll plug it in.
But
here's the thing. I actually use the GPS to go to the airport still. Is that bad?
No.
Wait, you don't know how to get to the airport?
I know how to get to it, but sometimes I just want to know how long it's
going
to take.
That's different.
That's why I use it a lot of times,
too. That's different. No, Jared still, like, has, like, a general, like today he went right out of a parking lot instead of left. And like, yeah, he's not familiar with Studio City, so I'm going to like give him credit there. But my point here is that Jared may not remember something like something that I said about like my
it's
life,
a guy's brain.
His life, but he remembers so it's much
guys,
about movies.
Guys it's guy's brain.
What is that it about that? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Enlighten us. What is a guy's brain?
We don't need much in life as a man. All I want is to watch movies, watch football, eat, and that's all I really need.
He doesn't even want to eat. He just like, eats whatever you put in front of him.
Think about it. But like, even think about something like sports. Like, I could watch an entire football game 3.5 hours from start to finish. I don't need to move because I'm so entertained. Where you guys, you need to be doing something, talking about what's happening on the phone, doing whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least our dynamic. Of course, I'm probably going to get shit now. I'll be only like, you're up. Generalizing. Yeah. You're stereotyping.
No, I think you're speaking from your own
experience.
I'm
a guy, and this is my opinion as a man.
That's what we want.
That's all I know. I don't know anybody else's opinion. I can't give information that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's great.
No, I'm talking for myself. I can watch a football game from start to finish, and Ashley can't.
Question for you. Can you remember all events in the football game from start to finish?
He does.
And
he remembers
not
all the
know
plays.
How to get to Malibu still? Because that, to me, is so crazy. I know. So much happens. I watch a football game, and I can tell you, or a basketball game, I can tell you what happened in the last quarter, maybe.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, that's my highlight. I can tell you the score. Yeah, the big, I'm like, this big thing happened, and this was the score.
A couple things come to mind. One, I intently watch sport games, which is why I care about it. When driving in Los Angeles, I don't care for a multitude of reasons. One, just get me from point A to point B in the least amount of time, because I don't want to deal with traffic. So I'm just relying on a GPS. Two, I don't plan on living here forever, so there's really no necessity for me to learn every which way to go, because in a couple of years we might be out of here.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. No, I don't care to learn the city.
He's protesting.
Subconsciously protesting living here by not learning how to get around.
That is it. He's like, it's not my home because I would know my way around my home.
#NotMyLA.
Also, I come from a place that we don't rely on street names for directions. We rely on landmarks. For example, if we were in Rhode Island, it's like, yeah, you know where the old Ann and Hope was? You take a left over there, you're going to see the Duncan. The Duncan right on the corner of wherever. And then you take a right at the Duncan, and then there's the old Boys and Girls Club. Remember, we used to play there as kids? The Boys and Girls Club, you go right after that, parking lot's on the right, you're going to see Jimmy. Like, well, I don't know.
That is funny.
Question on Boston, which Duncan? Don't you got to be specific? There's one on like every.
Yeah. Well, that's why. You can be like, well, you go to the Duncan on Post Marlboro. Road. Not the first one on Post Road, but the second one on Post Road. You're going to take a left after that, and then you're going to see another Dunkin' Donuts. Now, this is just a Duncan. There's no Donuts.
No drive-thru.
That's how you're going to recognize it.
I can't wait till The Irishman comes out, and that's just how you talk for the rest of the year.
I've heard mixed things about it. Okay, we don't talk about movies.
We said we're not going to talk about movies because that's when we lose our core. Another thing that I really notice is super weird about New England. Not super weird, but something...
Is this an I don't get about New England?
I mean, like, I sort of get it because I appreciate it. There's a CVS or a drugstore on every corner, almost like a Dunkin'.
That's fantastic.
And I'm like, why is there more drugstores here than anywhere else? Like, in Great Falls, you know, we still have to go 8 minutes to a CVS.
Oh, really?
Here, we have to drive...
yeah, but that's when you come to civilization. 8 minutes to get to anywhere.
No, because in Florida, it's just like New England. Yeah, every corner. We had Eckerd's. Remember Eckerd's? Yeah. We had Eckerd's, Rite Aid,
Eckerd's turned into Rite Aid.
CVS, yeah. And here, I feel like you're right. It's like the CVS's are so weirdly spread out.
Yeah. It must be a population thing. Like, they must like have one per however many people.
I also think it's just lack of traffic over there.
You know what else there is? Maybe. Oh, that could be it. But you know what?
I'm sure that the CVS on Santa Monica, there's probably another CVS 2-3 miles away, which probably is very similar to New England. But the thing is, in New England, it takes you 5 minutes to get to that CVS 3 miles away. Here, it's taking you 25 minutes to get
there.
Hashtag not my LA. We're moving.
Literally steps away from us is the Away store. And right now, we have this sponsor where we're going to talk about Away. Jared. Oh, God. Everything is Jared. Jared.
It's okay.
But it's Naz,
honestly, it's a compliment to be called Jared, to be honest.
Naz is obsessed with Away. And we love our Away, too. But Naz particularly, like, has a thing with her Away. I mean, I do love the charger. It's amazing. And it rolls better than any other suitcase out there.
Its rolling ability is unreal, you guys. I'm not even kidding. I'm such an Away snob that when I see someone with a luggage that is not Away, I almost look down on them. I feel so bad. I'm like, I almost feel bad for you that you're not experiencing this incredible luggage experience. And I have also, you're going to laugh at this, Ashley. Yeah. I challenged my dad to a luggage race with his.
You're going to like push two suitcases?
I already did this when I went on the cruise. Mm-hmm. I was like talking about Away and my dad's like, all right, I get it. It's great. I'm like, no, get up. And I made him race with me and I had Away and he had his luggage and mine was way faster. And the rollability was unreal. Anyways, so
oh my goodness.
Tell them what they can get, Ashley.
I can tell them that the reason that she's winning that race is because it's lightweight. It has a durable shell that is made to last a lifetime of travel. They even give you a 100-day trial that lets you try any Away product on the road. And there's a limited lifetime warranty, which means they'll fix or replace your bag even if it gets damaged. There's a whole bunch of other things. Oh, and the wheels, there are four, which is actually critical, the four versus the two, 360 spinning wheels guaranteed for the smooth ride.
I also love that it has a removable laundry bag to separate my dirty clothes from clean clothes. It is the most clutch thing I never knew that I needed. Because, not gonna lie, I would always have like this gross, dirty corner in my luggage.
Yeah, I put a pocket. I usually put it in
a,
yeah.
Right, or a pocket. Yeah. But it's so much nicer. There's obviously all these different sizes. I personally recommend the bigger carry-on. I love the carry-on for one or two nights away. Ashley and I travel a lot. The bigger carry-on, I feel like you could definitely pack, you know, maybe a 3 or 4 day trip in. Mm-hmm. But obviously, like she said, there's an 100-day trial, free shipping on any Away order within the United States, Europe,
and Australia.
So you don't
have to be right next door to the store.
Exactly. And the holidays are coming up. And I truly believe this is such a good gift for parents because I feel like parents don't invest in luggage or care about luggage aesthetic like our generation does. And I'm like, Mom, you need to throw that luggage away.
You need your gram outside LAX. Yeah. Okay, well, you can get $20 off a suitcase when you visit awaytravel.com/Ashley and use the promo code Ashley at checkout.
I love the way you say Ashley.
Again, that is $20 off a suitcase at awayluggage.com/Ashley. Use promo code Ashley.
And you will live a better life with your Away. Wait, can we just hear Jared's I Don't Get It's on LA?
Sure. That's funny. I mean, like, it might be kind of niche-y for our poor audience who doesn't live here. But, like, if you want to spew some off real quick.
But you know what?
Do you have any I Don't Get It's for, like, in general that have... don't have to do with LA?
Jared has a lot of I Don't Get It's that he would get in trouble for broadcasting.
Really?
Like,
why?
Well, Ashley goes, like she was going to say it.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, if you guys videotaped our house, you get some hilarious complaining rants that he would just never be able to be in the public eye again afterward.
Probably.
But not like in a racist sense, in like a bachelor sense.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you.
I mean, like,
I was like, what's going on?
Talking smack type thing, you know?
It's not just about bachelor. It's about everything and anything.
To be a fly on the wall.
Look, because she always has reality TV on the television.
And he's like, this is killing me. This is what's slowly
Oh, I told her one
me.
Day. I was like, this is killing my soul that every time I walk in, it's either... whatever that Wendy four wedding like, show is.
It's on my TV right now.
Oh, God. I'm surrounded
Lauren
by it.
Lauren and Ashley love Say Yes to the Dress and Four Weddings and all that. But you like the house hunting shows, too.
Yes, but I can take it in doses. HGTV is a little bit different for me, but any type of reality show, I enjoy the Kardashians.
Shows do I watch? Other than the Kardashians.
Well, the Kardashians are always on, and then it's always, I think it's TLC. What is it? 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Whatever it is. I don't know what it is. It's the wedding show. What else do you watch? What are the reality
shows?
You
really don't like it when Wendy Williams is on.
Catfish is on.
Yeah, you
but that's
hate,
fine.
He literally hates any TV
show,
basically.
I don't hate Catfish.
Don't look at me, Lauren.
Lauren's about to snap my neck for saying
First of all, I very much enjoy Catfish, but not as much as I enjoy 90 Day Fiancé, which is iconic. And the creator of TLC said recently that he's going to have all Monday and all Sunday 90 Day Fiancé for when you wake up to the night because everyone fucking loves it. It's iconic television.
You know what's crazy?
600 pound life too.
And Hoarders. Hoarders and 600 pound life.
No, I don't know how you guys watch that thing. My 600 pound life. How do you just not want to kill yourself after seeing that?
Because I'm not them.
But that's the whole point. Like, I'm just so filled with guilt for these people. I feel so bad.
But the beauty, that's why you watch to see the transformation of them actually getting their lives together.
Yes. You know, just watch it.
I have a question because you guys do watch a lot of reality, but you remember, I think I've talked to you guys about this before because you said you love it, having it in the background.
Yeah.
I love scripted shows. I don't know how you guys would prefer to watch a reality show over a well-crafted written show about a character.
I need to be in the mood to sit down and watch a well-crafted
But some
show.
Of them you can scroll through, you know what I mean? Like a Schitt's Creek. It's not like you have to be so attentive and know what's happening. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's why
in the background.
Like, you know, like we said, we have Friends in the background. You have Seinfeld in the
background. Friends in Seinfeld. Yeah. Okay,
classic things you've already seen before. Sex in the City.
I started to watch Frasier because I felt like it was just in the background when I was a little
kid. Somebody on my my Netflix account just started watching Frasier.
Someone on your Netflix account, she pointed
it's
to Lauren.
I actually pay for it. So it's a family.
I'm not on your Netflix. Oh, I have my own Netflix.
You're welcome, everyone.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm supporting 8 people on Netflix. But
my dad still pays for
it. Jack's watching it.
I'm on your Hulu, Lauren.
Sweet.
So if you change password, you'll let me know.
Anyways, your guys' favorite TV show of all time? You have to pick
now. She has to talk about Frasier, though.
Well, just really quick, I feel like Frasier is so funny, and I never appreciated it when I was little because my parents are watching it, and it's as if everyone from Seinfeld went to like an Ivy League school.
It's so sophisticated.
I like it too. I find it comforting.
Favorite show of all time: Curb Your Enthusiasm, season 10, January.
I saw you post about that. What about yours, Lauren?
Favorite show of all time?
Like, you have one. You're on a you have to choose to watch one show for the rest of your life.
And Sex and the City, obviously.
I think Sex and the City is my favorite. I mean, there's been ones that I, like, cling on to, like, I must watch the next episode right now or I'm going to die. Like, there have been more shows like that in my life.
What have we just been watching that we were all like, this is a
This can't
show.
Be your favorite show of all time if you don't know the name of it.
It's so true, Jared.
The only thing that comes to my mind is American Horror Story.
All right, there we go.
Honestly, One Tree Hill really comes to mind, too, for me.
But when we're watching something, like, I never think about anything other than the show when I'm watching it. Big Little Lies.
Yeah, Big Little Lies is really good. Yeah, but that's not one of my favorite shows of all time. It's just one of my most recent favorite shows. I mean, This Is Us is up there, but it's not either. You know what show I was thinking about the other day? What About Brian? Do you remember that?
Love that show.
It was so good. In Reunion. These are like 2000 shows.
Reunion was so good.
Where was What About Brian?
That was on NBC or ABC.
Oh, I don't know. It was one season long. Just
they
like
are both one season
my long. My so-called life, my one season long.
Now that Disney Plus is out, all I've been watching is Lizzie McGuire and all the Disney Channel original movies. But Model Behavior is not on
Luck
there.
Luck of the Irish?
Model Behavior isn't on there.
I was so pissed.
Is Boy Meets World on there?
You know what?
I didn't even check. If it's not, that's wrong.
Because I was going to say that's my favorite show of all time.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you guys start Succession yet?
Yes.
I enjoy it. Okay. We're an episode and a half in.
You're going to like it. You're going to like it. I promise.
I like it so far. It's just such a commitment to watch shows. I started watching Riverdale. Lauren knows this. Ashley knows this as well. Listen, this is the type of man I am, okay? It reminded me a little bit of Scream, you know, teenagers, murder. Yeah. I quite enjoyed it. First season, it took me a couple months, but I finished it. And it's just like season 2 had like 23 episodes. Like, I'm going to invest 23 hours of my life into this.
That's what network
shows. Can't do it.
But Succession, babe, is only 20 total right now. So 20, that's very, we can do that.
Succession is a well, and you love Adam McKay.
Love Adam McKay. Yeah, it's really good so far. I like it.
Is Adam McKay the guy, like the younger brother?
No.
Who's the one that looks like Macaulay Culkin?
Kieran Culkin plays Roman.
Yeah.
Oh, it is
Adam
Culkin.
McKay's the director. Adam McKay directed The Big Short. He directed Vice.
And
then he just directed something
basically
else,
so. Everything Christian Bale's in that's amazing, aside from Christopher Nolan.
You should watch Scream the TV show instead of Riverdale.
I watched a couple episodes.
I watched all 2 seasons. Pick that up.
Naz just dropped a bunch of crunch on the floor. And just Lauren was free.
The official candy of the I Don't Get It podcast. A bunch of crunch. Actually, why do I prefer a bunch of crunches over...
So you like Scream. Hold on, I want to hear this.
Okay, sorry.
For any Scream fans out there, first of all, they're making a Scream 5. It was just announced. It's not announced whether it's going to be a reboot or a sequel, which I'm it better
please
be
a reboot.
It better be a fucking sequel.
Are you kidding?
Out of your mind?
Are you kidding? A reboot? That's such an iconic movie.
It's 1997 or 6 it came out. You can't just like
so
do that.
So you like the MTV Scream?
I loved every second of it.
Really?
Every second of it.
Never saw it.
I watched the first episode and it's very campy. Obviously it's MTV.
You're watching Riverdale, sir.
I know. And that's what I thought.
Yeah, Riverdale's
campy. Riverdale's campy, but I thought Scream was even campier. And also Riverdale's a little bit darker, I feel like. But then Ghostface returned for season 3, but it bombed. They had like the return of Ghostface in the TV series, and then they just came out with season 3, and it bombed. No one watched it. It was bad. And it
Scream
heard,
had season 3?
Yeah, it was terrible. So it was filmed like 2 years ago, but then they threw it in the backseat. Don't ask why. Okay. I don't know what happened, but...
I think that there's something that all of us here can agree on. Nurses, doctors, dentists, people who work in medicine and healthcare are pretty awesome, daddy included. And we can all think back on a time when a medical professional helped us or a family member. So it's very important for the people who take care of us and serve us to like wear stuff that makes them feel good, not like what things that make their booties look flat and their skin tone look not so cute. They should feel good at work about
themselves. I agree.
Themselves.
And come on, when you put something on, you feel good or you look good. Sorry, what is the line again, Ashley? You feel good, you look
when
good,
you look
right?
Good, when you look good, you feel good.
Thank you. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah. And Figs will make you do that because it is an amazing company that is making scrub stylish and functional for the people who deserve it most. But can I just say that I am not in the medical field and I wear Figs. And also Figs has more than just scrubs. They have workout clothes that I wear. But I do wear the scrubs too, Ashley, because I like to pretend that I'm in Grey's Anatomy. And also just, I think scrubs are cool and fun to walk around
in.
I mean,
yeah. And when you go walk around, you feel like really respected if you go to like, you know, run groceries in them.
Oh my God. Which,
I've never done that, but I think Becca Tilly has because she said that before because she's so often in scrubs for her podcast.
Well, she also hosts a podcast called Scrubbing.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, do you think I should put on Fig scrubs and go out? You think I'd be able to pick up a guy easier?
I don't know if guys are like as swayed to that as
I feel like
girls
they would.
But like, I mean, I know that a guy is sexier in scrubs and girls and guys can feel sexier in these Fig scrubs because they are not scratchy and they're not ill-fitted.
Another great thing about Figs is that they're made with yoga waistbands and they come in a variety of styles from classic straight legs to joggers and skinny styles. So there's a bunch of different varieties. And if you get Figs, Figs gives back and you can too. So every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world through their Threads for Threads initiative. And I can't think of a better way to give back this holiday season than to buy yourself a pair of Figs while also giving back.
Or also get a pair of Figs for the medical professional in your life. So whether you are one of those awesome humans or you just want to say thanks to someone else, Figs is going to make that easy for you by providing you 15% off your first purchase by using our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. So head to wearfigs.com. That is wearfigs.com and enter our promo code GETIT at checkout.
Wait, why do you have glitter on your face?
You know, sometimes you Ashley dresses me up.
Well,
wait, what?
No.
You
got
Christmas
decor today. No. And we got a tree that had some sparkly snow on it.
Did you put your tree up?
No. We got like a little tree for it. And then we get the big tree when we come back.
We're away for Thanksgiving. So the tree would die. Do you guys think it's bad to have Christmas decorations up before Thanksgiving?
I was just going to ask that. I wanted to put a tree up, but then I was like, damn, every year people are starting to forget about Thanksgiving. Like, as soon as Halloween was over, all the pharmacy stores had Christmas stuff up. I'm like, Thanksgiving's not
decor, really, I guess.
It does have harvest.
Pumpkins. That's all you can do.
Yeah. I've blended the two. Christmas and Thanksgiving is like a month and a half of a holiday. Yeah,
but then if you bring Christmas too soon, then you're making that go away sooner. And then after Christmas, you have absolutely nothing to look forward to Halloween.
Hold on. What? Wait. So if I celebrate Christmas earlier...
The magic leaves sooner, and then Christmas...
Why would the magic leave sooner?
See, the magic doesn't come for me till Christmas Eve. It's the anticipation of it leading up to that moment. Wrapping the presents, getting the
tree
up.
It's so funny. Christmas morning is never as good as, like, leading up to Christmas. It's all the music and everything. That's what we love about Christmas. The day of is always like, okay, Mom, here you go. Here's this fucking box. And then you're like, Dad, open it.
Someone's always in a bad mood.
Totally.
Someone's always in a bad mood. And you're like, you're really
Christmas. Always Lauren in the bad mood.
Oh, I am a big Christmas morning. It's like A Christmas Story will be on the television because it plays 24 hours on TNT. So, and then my dad always
I don't remember it on that.
I will always have a Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Yeah. I will always have a Dunkin' Donut in my hand.
Donut.
Because we don't eat till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you get a donut in there. Make sure you're filled up until then.
A munchkin
then
you, or like a donut.
No, a donut.
A donut?
A donut.
Two if I'm feeling frisky. it's just the best thing ever. I love it. Actually, I was going to... So I saw this article... And that's why I asked the question about the Christmas decoration, because Business Insider said people who put up Christmas decorations earlier are happier, according to experts.
Well, I heard in the last three years the country has been celebrating Christmas earlier statistically. Did I share that with you guys?
That means we need more joy in our lives or an introduction of a new holiday in the summer or something.
Do you know why scientists say that it makes you happy? It says, although there could be a number of sympathetic reasons why someone would want to obsessively put up decorations early, it's most commonly for nostalgic reasons, either to relive the magic or to compensate for past neglect. And so it just says decorations are simply an anchor for a pathway to those old childhood magical emotions of excitement. So putting up those Christmas decorations early extends the excitement. It doesn't bring it sooner to an end, Lauren.
Okay. I guess if you keep building upon the decorations, if you just put them up and you don't keep adding.
You guys should probably stay our house right now.
I only have the garland up right now. It's...
So you got to build.
You got to build.
I was driving the other day and I was like, oh, remember Lauren? I was telling Lauren before we started recording why I feel like I'm in a holiday funk. I feel like that's also very much a thing. Mm-hmm. Some people get in holiday funks. And the other day I was driving and I was like, I'm going to put Christmas music on. Immediately lifted my mood.
Yeah. Really?
It's so insane. There's something scientific in the music and the jingles. Well, remember Mariah Carey song? There's like science in why it's so popular.
It has to be. A lot of it, I feel like, has to do with nostalgia.
It's the most nostalgic time of year for some weird reason. I feel like everybody experiences their emotions during this time of the year, post Halloween and through Christmas, more feeling. Like everybody feels harder during this time of year. So anything that you experienced in that span, the memories are like far more intense, and they come with different like smells and feels and tastes and all that.
I also think it's a time of year where people actively try to be a better version of themselves. And so it creates a better vibe because it's Christmas. You know, how many times have you heard like, well, be nice, it's Christmas. Yeah. Or like joy to the world, or like goodwill towards men and women. I think it's the time of year where everybody actively tries to be a little bit better version of themselves. And you're talking about the holiday blues, and I used to have the holiday blues a little bit too, but yet I also love that.
As weird as
that sound, like, because the idea of the start of a new year gave me a sensation of, all right, this is the year.
This is just a Jared thing. In my opinion, this is like, Jared and I couldn't be further.
Really?
I used to like get the blues and kind of like indulge in it too, just because it was a lot of feeling. And like part of me is demented in that way where it's like sometimes I like, even if it's a sad feeling, I kind of like love feeling, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And there's always a movie that you can pop on that's also nostalgic around Christmas. You know, once Halloween starts, all these movies come out, you know, that we've just seen so many times, and I feel like that's when it brings you back
comforting.
To the first time you saw it or another time in your life. But I also feel like the holiday season is just so unifying. Like everyone goes, most people go home for the holidays. So if you can't, then it's so sad, you know?
Yeah, that's sad. It's also like if it's cold outside and your whole family is like downstairs, you can go take a little nap and you're safe and you're fine. You don't have to do anything.
You can not work guilt free.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to feel like you have to be doing something productive during that time of the year. And Jared is, I think, very sweet for thinking that, like, I don't know. Do you think that you... I think Jared probably represents most of people when he says that, like, they actually think the new year is new hope.
Really? I think that's what most people feel.
Yeah, I think most people do. I just don't feel like that at all.
Whoa.
I don't know what that is because, like, for me, like, the summer is, like, new hope because, like, the summer just makes me feel more, like, rejuvenized and, like, more active and I feel like I can, like, get out there more. During the winter, I feel like at that Christmas time, especially when it's over, it's like, oh, here it is for the long haul of freeze and my life is gonna just suck until April.
So you think the weather affects like how you feel going into
I'm so unmotivated.
That's interesting.
No, I get that. I just think towards the end of the year, I start thinking about the beginning of the year, just like in anything in life. Once you start getting towards the end, you start thinking about the beginning. And with each year, I think of, man, I'm going to be the biggest loser you guys ever had. But you guys obviously know the John Lennon Happy Christmas song. Those opening lines were like very influential in my adolescent years, apparently. Because the opening line is like, so this is Christmas and what have you done? Mm-hmm. Another year over and a new one
has just begun.
Yeah. And so I just always kind of took that to heart to be like, all right, well, what have I done this year? How did I better myself from the beginning of 2019 to the end?
Right.
And so I think that's another reason why I don't like LA.
Why?
Because I feel like I make no progress. Because the weather makes you feel like you made progress. I know that's weird to say.
No, seasonal changes is a thing.
It absolutely is.
Yeah,
because when I think about January of this year, it's like, well, what did happen? You know, and I try to think of like, everything I've done. There's no markers because like
there's no landmark. There's no Dunkin' in July.
There's no Dunkin' in July. When you think about when you live in parts of the world where there are seasonal changes, you can think, well, 6 months ago I was under 3 feet of snow. You know, and so you feel like you made progress in life because you're changing with the weather. I know that sounds weird, but in my head it makes sense. Like it makes sense. Like I made progress from earlier this year to now, and I think the weather has something to do with it.
I think
it's like
that
a marker.
Totally
like
makes sense. I grew up in Florida and only lived here, so that's never happened for me. And I feel like my friends that do live in places where there are seasons, they're like, that was so long ago. And for me, it just kind of feels like one long
blur.
Year. Yeah, yeah.
I've been dreaming about getting square toe boots. And I keep seeing these websites and these like Instagram models. I'm just like, I don't know where to get it. I went to shoedazzle.com. I found my square.
Well, you've always been a shoedazzle person.
Of course. And I did. And I got them for a very inexpensive price. And they're really, really, really everything I've ever dreamed of.
Honestly, if you just want stunning footwear that's affordable, go to shoedazzle.
Yeah, like, just check that out. You're going to find what you want. Like any nice basic, you're going to find what you want on shoedazzle and you won't break the bank.
Exactly. Yeah. And like a lot of shoes, winter shoes and all that, they get worn pretty easily. I'm not sure why you'd want to like really spend a lot of money.
Yeah. If you do live in like really cold, snowy areas, you're going to like wear those into the ground. But also with fall/winter, all you need is a good boot. That's all you need.
I don't know. I always think more is more, and because shoedazzle is affordable, just buy a million.
You can get a million, yes, but also if you want to upgrade your outfit, you just put like a really cute boot on and just wear like all black or something, you look chic as shit.
Like we're talking Lauren like $35, guys, or you know, anywhere like around there.
And the best thing about shoedazzle is if you have an outfit in your head that you love and you just don't know what shoes to wear with it, the website makes it so easy to find specific items or styles that you're looking for. So on the shoedazzle site, plus the checkout process is a breeze. And if you guys check out as a VIP, I don't tell everyone this, I'm only telling you this, you get 30 to 50% off retail pricing and free shipping on orders over $39. Plus, the best part is that there's no commitment to order on a regular basis, so you can skip any month.
Lauren's been a VIP. Lauren's been a VIP for literally ever.
I think 9 years or something. I don't know. Crazy, crazy long time.
Also, we cannot forget to tell everyone about Shoedazzle's quick and easy 60-second style quiz for personalized outfit recommendations.
Yes. So basically, you're going to take a quiz. Like just, it's going to ask you questions to help determine what your style is. So then they can bring stuff that matches your style to the forefront of the website for you.
So get your first shoedazzle style for as low as $10 as a VIP. That's 75% off your first item with our special link. And that special link is shoedazzle.com/get it to take advantage of this deal now. Again, that's shoedazzle.com/get it to get your first style for as low as $10 as a VIP. You can also get free shipping on orders over $39, and there's absolutely no commitment when you purchase your first order. Also, make sure you enter your email address when you take the style quiz, as you'll receive exclusive discounts and an inside scoop about new collections that haven't even been released yet. So go to shoedazzle.com/get it. Terms and conditions do apply.
Jared, but if you look back on your life, like the 2 years that you've been in LA, have they been more productive by like definition?
Well, than of course, I got engaged, married.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, is that really just the mentality that you have? I think it's another way of you saying not my LA.
I actually would have to agree with Ashley.
Because I think you've actually, had, by definition, been more productive in the 2 years that you've lived
here. You've had the most milestones.
Look at him smiling.
I agree. I'm not denying
you went from a Christmas loser to a husband.
There's a part of me that knows that I am consciously just not accepting LA as my home.
What? But what would happen if you did? Are you?
Then he'd probably be even more productive.
Are you scared that you would actually like it maybe if you tried and you just don't even want to go down that
road? No,
there
are parts of LA I do like. I mean, the weather is obviously a big factor.
But sunny. Apparently you resent the weather.
You don't think that you're more productive with the weather? Because, you have excuses to stay in and do nothing in the cold and the rain.
I've never been like that, though. I don't mind going out in the cold and the rain. As much as I don't like the cold in general, it's never really stopped me from doing things.
See, I tell him that, when we do move back to New England, there is no way in hell I'm leaving the house from, Christmas time to, April 1st. I'm not leaving the house.
April 1st.
I'm like, if you want to dig me tunnels, that would work. But, I go into the garage. I'll go into the garage, into my heated car to drop the kids off at school or whatever, and then I will go back through the garage and into the house, and that's
tunnel.
How it will you be for made, at least 3 months.
You would have made such an iconic member of a royal family. Yeah. I'm so mad you didn't grow into, be a queen.
Oh, it's so funny.
Wait,
and I'm like, I will not be
something.
Hanging out with your friends and going to bars those 3 months. No, no, no. You
She's
can go
gonna have hydration masks on her face until April or whatever.
I already, when I was there in Rhode Island last week or 2 weeks ago, I bought on Amazon the heated socks. Mm-hmm. They're socks that come with literal battery packs.
That sounds like a fire hazard, Ashley. Your feet are gonna accidentally catch on fire. That cannot be good for you.
Sounds great. Sounds look at Jared, look at the way that Jared is so concerned.
You're hashtag not
is
my Rhode Island.
Is he concerned or does he like it?
He's mad.
No, he's so concerned.
A little concerned.
A little concerned.
He doesn't get, he's really truly
I'm concerned that if we do end up moving back east, the roles will be reversed.
That's how I feel.
That's what I'm concerned about. We have to get to this point where we compromise and figure out. It's just more, I mean, we've had this conversation many times, so we don't have to rehash it.
Has it been aired?
I've never heard this comment.
I don't know. But point is,
give the people the dirt.
I also think, Ashley talks about how she doesn't want to move back home to Virginia because, she doesn't really have any attachment to it. I mean, it's obviously the place you grew up, but you don't, your sister's out here. A lot of your friends are either in New York or here or other parts of the world where, I just came from a different background and literally my parents, my sister, my friends, my family, everybody I wanted to hang out with, maybe except for you, obviously. And then, Tanner and Chad, they're all there, It's just such a different world. And so I just miss that. Even in times when I get bored, I get really down because that's when I feel like I am just useless and a piece of shit. And
he doesn't even think we should watch a scripted show for hours on end.
I can't do that though. It's just not, I have to be moving. There are times where I can sit down and watch television. Obviously I can watch sports. I can watch some TV at times, but that's why I like movies because you have this 2 hour window where I allow myself to sit down and watch TV. And then afterwards you're going
is an hour.
Yeah. But then it's just this constant, well, we have to watch tonight. And then if you don't watch for a week, it's well, what happened? All right, hold on. So he was with the girl and it's just this investment that I don't want to put any effort
into. It's so funny to me because you love movies and TV's almost getting as good. But I want to go back to the LA stuff, though. I don't want to talk about movies and TV.
We can go back to the LA stuff.
Or LA, Rhode Island.
I
want to
talk about how, he's never seen me.
I want to ask this. I'm going to interrupt you because I'm the guest and you're going to allow me to do it.
Okay. Remind me what I was going to say.
If Ashley wasn't out here, would you be out here at Lauren?
I would have never moved out here.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Okay. If Ashley moved out today, would you stay here?
I would stay to finish school and then I would leave.
Oh, the little Lauren. Aww. So cute.
What are you going to do when they move to Rhode Island? I think I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry. I would maybe stay out here for I'm comfortable out here now, but I would never move somewhere without her.
Already introducing her to it. Yeah.
But when they move to Rhode Island, where are you going to live?
I don't know. The world's my oyster.
Rhode Island's a great place to live.
Well, we're not moving to Rhode Island.
We could do wherever. Massachusetts.
We're going to do Massachusetts. Okay. I've already found the school district that I want to be in.
That's amazing.
I'm not even kidding you.
That's amazing.
So
That was a good question, Jared.
Yeah, that was a good question. So what I was going to say was Jared has never seen me in full-blown winter. Like, he's only seen me in Rhode Island for, like, a week at a time.
No, he came to your house for Thanksgiving.
No, but he's never seen me, like, living through winter.
I've seen her in winter in, like, weeks at times. Like, hibernating? Never for 4 months.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, he doesn't know, like, how much I truly hate it because, like, when he's seen me there, it's, like, been festive holiday or it's been just a week.
Like, those hard months of February.
Yes.
I've never experienced winter like that. I don't know how I would feel.
Yeah, you've never experienced
is it,
that.
Is it depressing or is it stunning
to me,
and beautiful?
I find it depressing.
No, it's depressing.
It is kind of depressing.
Okay, so we're eating cleaner. You know, I'm trying to eat organically as possible.
So
people
great.
Are starting to really clean their homes with more clean, non-toxic chemicals. And now here's the next step we got to take all together now. We got to get clean makeup products. So there's a place where you can get these safe, clean products. It's called Beauty Counter.
And honestly, we should have always been worried about the type of makeup that we're putting on our face because it's our face, you guys. We should know where these ingredients are coming from. And the reason why I love Beauty Counter is because it's the leading clean beauty brand. So they create innovative and high-performing products that are safer and cleaner than even their like-minded competitors. Because let's be real, some clean makeup, I would argue, Ashley, doesn't work as well as regular makeup, which is why a lot of people haven't hopped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, like it won't be as pigmented, but this stuff is super pigmented. I really, really love that. And if you're wondering what they mean by the word clean, there's over 1,500 questionable ingredients that are never used in Beauty Counter's formulas. They call it their never list, but those are often included in other brands' makeup.
I love the never list. And from moisturizers to makeup, cleansers to sunscreen, all of it, Beauty Counter is at the forefront of using clean ingredients to create products that are effective and that really work.
Personally, my favorite is their powder. I love the powder. It makes me look poreless and it has good coverage. And their lipsticks are also really great too. And I think like when you think about clean beauty, lipstick is something that you basically eat. You like basically lick it off your lips.
Oh my God.
So it better
be
okay.
You do eat it. Yeah. You make your guy or girlfriend eat it too.
There's that.
So don't let anyone die of secondhand bad makeup. But anyways, Lauren and I really love the tinted moisturizer.
That's
our favorite thing from Beauty Counter. So guys, if you want to check out Beauty Counter, and you totally should, you should go to beautycounter.com and see all the cleaner and safer products that you could be using. That's beautycounter.com. Oh, this is a question I wanted to ask Jared. You said you didn't want to sit down for TV because you got to be up and you got to be moving. So if you were in Rhode Island and all those people like Chad and all your friends and family are at work, then what are you doing in Rhode Island that you can't be doing here when it's like sunny? Like, what are you, because you said you have to be up and doing stuff. So what are you up and doing in Rhode Island that you can't be up and doing here?
And, well, because a lot of times
do you get what I'm asking?
No, I kind of get what you're asking. With my friend group back home, it was always just I would always be playing sports or always hanging out or seeing my friends or they would come over. It was always like this, it's so funny because I'm such an introvert, but with the people I'm comfortable with, I very much love being in their presence.
So it's almost like just having them in the room, but not even them saying anything, just them coming over being in a sports league with them. That's
very
what
much
meant.
My relationship with my parents. Cause it's funny. Ashley,
we always talk about
approached
this.
Me this one time because I always talk about how much I miss my parents, but then whenever I'm there, as much as I talk to my parents, it's not the same conversation that Lauren and Ashley have with her
with
mom and dad,
parents,
where you guys are constantly constantly jogging, blah, 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 blah. Yes. Where my parents, it's very much, I guess maybe an old school type relationship. It's a very loving and caring relationship, but it's not as talkative. It's more of being in the presence of them. And it's also being the presence of my house. I have a very hard time of letting go of things. And so being back into the house I grew up and being in the streets that I know, surrounded by the people that I am very comfortable with, doing the things that I'm very comfortable doing, it just brings a sense of comfort to me that I have a very difficult time letting go of.
Well, I mean,
and in LA, it's the complete opposite. Yeah.
The difference for all of us is that he literally did not move from his town for 29 years. Oh. Jared, you moved the town over, okay?
I moved the town over. Jared, it's a very big difference.
Lars, how many miles? Screaming.
How many miles?
Literally five tops.
No, Jared, at least 15.
15 miles? But that is 15 minutes in, like, you know, that's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, so, if we're going to measure distance here.
So it's
here.
Basically Great Falls to McLean.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, he moved to Reston.
Okay.
So I'm not making fun of him, but, like, once you get to 29 years, I think you've missed your mark to fly the coop. I just all oh, of our entire, like, I'm gesturing to this side of the table of, like, Naz, me and Lauren. We, like, grew up in communities where, like, kids always would go away to college, and then they would, like, strive for, like, the big cities, and, like, you'd kind of, like, move out. And in Rhode Island, as, like, a whole state, everybody just, like, stays close, which is kind of, like, how it is with New Jersey, too. I think it's just, like, a Northeast thing. Mm-hmm. But, of course, he's not going to ever feel comfortable anywhere else because, one, it was so long, and two, he's so close-minded, he doesn't really want to give anything a chance.
And I will say... I do want to say, though, there are things about L.A. that I, of course, really love. Oh, wow, that's adorable. Gergie has his head on his pillow.
He's doing something interesting right now. Wait,
he's standing on all fours with his head on the pillow.
I got a relish in this.
Oh, my God.
Say, listen, there are a lot of things about L.A. that I do really, really love. I we have the opportunity to do some incredible things, whether it be hosting or acting or going to movie premieres, things that I never thought would be possible.
How about the beach and hiking and nature? And
he doesn't like hiking. Whereas like, I could get into that.
Hiking's okay. To be able to walk up a mountain in the morning before work. I also hate, I just have to defend LA for a second. I hate when people get mad about traffic because to me, that's people. That's not the city of LA. So get mad at a lot of people wanting to live in a great city. Don't take it out on the city of Los Angeles that the traffic is shitty.
Yeah, but then he also hates the dirtiness. Like, he was, like, in Hollywood the other day.
Oh,
and
I
Well, Hollywood's so dirty.
That's what I said. Yeah. I was like, don't think but about even, Hollywood. We don't live in Hollywood.
No, I get it. It's just... There are a lot of areas of the city that are pretty gross. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, it's amazing how there's so much money pumping into this city, and it just doesn't feel, except in certain parts.
But that's any major city, Miami, yeah. New York. All,
it is. Yeah. And so that's why I don't like major cities. And like you said, it's not Los Angeles' fault that so many people live here, but there's really... What else am I supposed to say? Be like, I hate the people of LA. It's like, no, I don't hate them. I get why they live here, because the opportunity's here. You know? I don't know. But it has been like we have, you know, podcasts and people listen to us talk for whatever reason. But that only happens because we're out here. So because of Los Angeles, the love opportunities to come. And yeah. That's a pretty incredible thing.
Oh, my little sweetness.
Not a sweetness.
Do you want to discuss the fact that you called Jared closed-minded? You want to elaborate?
Did I say closed-minded?
Yeah.
Did I say you were closed-minded?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was closed.
What does that mean?
Yeah, no. That he was closed-minded on moving anywhere else.
Okay. I just ended with, because he is so closed-minded, period. Oh, and yeah, I was yeah, like, yeah. Oh, no, I think
sorry.
You should.
So, no. I don't mean it like there's a right way or wrong way to do it, but I do think that Jared is closed-minded to liking anywhere else because he's just like so stuck on like, I want to live in Rhode Island for the rest of my life, and this has been my plan, and this will continue to be my plan, and therefore I reject everything else.
I do think you have a point on how you lived a lot of your adult life actually there. So yeah. You build these relationships in your adult life where we didn't do that in Virginia and Florida.
Yeah. We just
so
built,
we don't
built
so what are we going
friends.
Back to? Yeah. Our friends from high school that maybe still live there
I have
that
two
have
friends
kids now.
Who still live
yeah.
there too.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a bunch but I also even still.
I also think just from like what we do it's I feel a certain separation with my friends back there that I don't like. Just because our lives are so different now and they see what we're doing and it's this, it appears to be this glorified lifestyle where we're going to all these different premieres, which we are, but you know, we're there for 2 seconds and people are like, all right, get the hell out of here. You know, it's not the craziest thing, but point is like, it's just different, right? Cause they're going to a 9-to-5, they're working all day and then they see me, you know, post an ad for Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I feel like
you
don't Jared want gets them. A sense of guilt. Jared feels guilty.
Oh, constantly.
And you don't want them do thinking you differently than right. what you were.
No, totally. And
but do they?
Oh, yeah. I can tell. Like
they think of you differently?
I don't want to say who it is. It's not intentional, mm-hmm. but for example, I was back there 2 weeks ago doing this small horror movie, which I'm very excited about. But I was talking about how we had to go to this island right off of Rhode Island, which the only way to get there is a ferry, and we were going to be on there 2 days, and there's no stores. It's like this desolate island. Mm-hmm. Very cool for a horror movie, but we're going to be there for 2 days in an Airbnb, and I was like, oh, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm home for a week, and two of the days I'm gone. I can't even hang out with the people I want to hang out with. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends... We're like, well, Jared, this isn't L.A. Like, it's not always going to go.
Oh, that's not nice.
And I was like, what does that even mean? Was like, that, what?
Like, are you usually on an isolated island?
Yeah, like, I can't complain about doing this because it's like, that's
what
where
do they
I
think
get.
They roll out the red carpet when you land at LAX?
I mean, they better, but that's what I mean. Just like little stuff like that where they're not intentionally trying to look at me differently. But I do, I've always felt like, you know, especially, you know, the wedding obviously was a big one. Cause it's just this, everything we ever dreamed of. And we were so lucky to have the opportunity to have it at Rosecliff and to do these extraordinary things and have David Cook there. But it's right from an outsider.
Yeah.
It's just something that they can't relate to.
We had six musical acts.
Right.
But are you just bummed that you can't relate to your friends on the same level anymore? Or are you more bummed that they're looking at you and maybe semi treating you in a different way?
I think it's the latter.
It's definitely the latter.
Yeah. Okay.
More I don't think that he can still relate completely. But he's like afraid because sometimes he feels like they can't relate to him, but they definitely can.
They can. Oh, certainly. Yeah.
You're like relatable guy.
Well, thanks. We don't have to go down that road, but
no.
There's a certain feeling of that, but that man, sucks. It's just like this is not an I don't get it. This is a Jared complaining podcast. I'm sorry,
that's
guys.
What I no, told you. This is why we had you on. That's all we do is complain.
LA based.
I know. I wish I had more.
You don't have any day to day life.
There's so many things I don't get, but I don't remember.
Well,
them.
That was a friend one. I feel like that was a good friend. I don't get it. I've always been curious on how men friendships go down because I feel like women. From the day that we were in the sandbox, we just have been talking to each other forever and ever. And it's really easy for us to just walk up to any woman, you know, and just be like, hey, oh my God, are you on your period? Whatever. Oh, awesome. Oh my God, is that Ruby Lou? Yeah. And I feel like it's hard for men to make friends. And I think a lot of our listeners are married or engaged or have boyfriends. And maybe it'd be nice to hear from you on how, maybe advice on how guys make friends.
How we can understand men friendships. Because like today I was coming across, I was looking through our wedding photos for an album that I'm making. Mm-hmm. And like there was a picture of him looking at, again, he's looking at Chad with Tom Brady eye. Like,
well, we've all thought,
like Tom Brady.
You and Chad.
We all know that one day.
Chad's a looker, though. I'd look at Chad.
Of course.
If you stop, look at all the pictures of me. Zoom in. I'm looking at Chad.
He like lights up when he talks about his guy friends.
Okay, guys, so we have this new sponsor called ButcherBox that I am obsessed with. I opened my door the other day to pounds
of meat at your doorstep.
Of meat at my doorstep. And it was, oh my God, 100% grass-fed finished beef, free-range orange chicken, heritage breed pork, and wild-caught salmon at the grocery store. I'd never been happier. And I wanted to run this idea by you guys. So I met this cute guy recently, and I was thinking of sending him a box of Butcher Box and saying, it was nice to meet you.
Oh, well, that's actually really
that's
cute.
That's how you lock him in.
Tell me that is not the greatest gift for a man, a dad, or a woman. Obviously, everyone needs meat.
No,
but
Butcher Box is definitely a good idea
guys
for Christmas.
That's super nice to meet you, and it's so sweet.
It's really cute.
Everyone do this. Meet a cute guy and send a Butcher Box, okay? And then show us on Instagram that you did that.
Yes, tag the I Don't Get It podcast.
It's always nice to like have a Butcher Box and open your freezer and you're like, oh, I have all this meat that I could just, you know, slab down and make. And then it's actually not that bad for you. It's humanely sourced meat. So that's very important.
Oh, it's like really humanely sourced though. And like they make sure that the meat, when it was alive, ate all the best quality food.
And can I just say that not everyone has access to high quality meat, which I think is really sad, which is why Butcher Box to me is so clutch, because this meat that they provide, guys, is so expensive and it's just a limited selection and it's really hard to find. So I would highly recommend trying it out, getting it for your mom that loves to cook or dad that loves to cook. It's just, it's so good.
And it's delivered to you every month. ButcherBox ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to our homes, and it all the meat has no antibiotics or added hormones. So that's a plus. And also if you guys, like your family has like, you know, classic like meat nights, I feel like everyone has like a piece of meat and like a vegetable and whatever. Yeah. This is genius if you have like a big family that you know you're going to have like that kind of meat night. Right.
But, and they also deliver fish. So really it's when you, whenever you're thinking of what to make for dinner, just open your freezer and thanks to Butcher Box, you'll have something to eat. So each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals. Like, talk about not having to go to the grocery store and, like, decide which one's 2 cents less.
Oh, yeah, you're
you know,
right.
Like, when you're weighing them.
Yeah. So with ButcherBox, you get the highest quality meat around for just $6 a meal, and they even have free shipping nationwide. So right now, you can get 2 pounds of ground beef and 2 packs of bacon absolutely free, plus $20 off your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/get it or use the promo code get it at checkout. That's butcherbox.com/get it or use the promo code get it at checkout.
So guy friendships. Yeah, it's tough to make guy friends because you just don't want to come off as a guy, you're raised, I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but in my opinion, as a man, you're raised to kind of not talk about your feelings, and that includes like the notion of wanting friends. You want to make it like, oh, I'm fine. I'm
sad.
Fine.
I know,
it's very sad.
Sad.
Well, times are changing, guys. Yeah. Guys are much more open to talking about their feelings, talking about wanting friends, all that good
stuff. But my dad, and he's going to be mad I shared this, but guys, I feel like my dad doesn't have a lot of friends. And it makes me sad because my mom is such a big family and my dad doesn't have a big family. And I'm like, I want whoever I marry to have a lot of friends. So it really sucks. That is
I know.
And like sports can't bond you that hard, you know?
Jared feels like his dad doesn't have friends either.
Oh yeah, Fred doesn't have friends.
But Fred!
Fred's the best.
He's the best. It's so sad. He's because he's such in his element when he's in a public setting. You guys have seen it. He's
so is my
dad. Outgoing and he's funny and he's cracking jokes and he's laughing and he's telling the same old story he's told 45,000 times before.
God, did he tell us some good stories at dinner a couple nights ago that you're going to have to hear?
Okay.
Off record.
Oh yeah, great stories. But yeah, he like my mom will go over her friend's house to play, you know, Jim Rummy or whatever, and then she's like, Fred, you can come. He's like, no, I'm going to stay home. It's by his own choosing, but I think that's because he was raised that way. For whatever reason, guys feel like they have to be like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Even when they're like, no, I'd like to hang out. Mm-hmm. It's a weird notion. You just got to like push your feelings down. I don't know why it's like that.
How do guys make friends these days, you know? You have a good group of friends, but would it be hard for you to make friends in LA, you think, if you didn't have the bachelor core people?
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, think about my friends in general. Like, I think about my friends in LA. It's like, well, it's Nick, bachelor, Tanner, bachelor, Cupcake.
Dean.
Bachelor. And then it's, I mean, I have Patrick.
Friends.
But that's because Lizzie. Yeah. But who do I hang out with producer-wise? I mean, Alon, obviously.
Alon and Chris, you know, Lindsay's husband. So they're all...
Yeah. But that's kind of like your like a job sort of thing. Like you need a job to connect you to those people.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And Bachelor is your job. So that's what it is.
You know? That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like school or a job will get you your friends.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how guys do... We all do the bro handshake, though?
What's the bro handshake?
What are you talking about? You don't
just
know
just like this?
No. So you kind of, but it's got to be way cooler than that. Like you can't extend your arm all the way back.
It's
the half hug. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, right? I love it.
You have like the hand out, and then Ashley, put your hand out.
Yeah.
So then you go like this, and then you pull into each other where my right shoulder will be touching your right shoulder, and then you can either pat them on the back, or you can just do like a quick one tap. Hit the mic, and then you're out.
Yeah, so it's also not very personal.
So you would never fully hug another man. You would hug a man.
I've hugged men before, but it's different. It's more.
It's a shoulder tap.
It's kind of like a fun, joking hug. It's never. I would never embrace one of my friends to be like, hey, I need a hug. It's always like half joking. You know, I'll hug Chad, but it's usually because. Everybody accuses
so
us of being
gay.
No, because it's like, it's just funny, you know, to like, or Dean, right?
Well, yeah, but Dean's like the most huggable person in the entire world.
Ben hugs. God,
Ben's hugs will break your ribs.
The picture that Ben posted hugging you.
Very sweet.
I know.
What a sweetie.
Yeah, Ben Higgins.
Yeah, but it's tough as a guy making friends, especially when you get older.
Yeah.
I also think when you get older, you don't want as many friends anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, Fred probably is just totally fine coming home from work and just sitting, being
and
alone.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Like, he's got four dogs. Does he work friends?
Yeah, he goes and he talks.
He talks with guys around.
He goes and he opens his mouth and words come out.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like buddies with them. Like, he would, like, share his life with them to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Question, as a man, are you looking forward to getting older? I love asking people this question. Because a lot of women say no. Not all,
well,
but
of course,
a lot.
I think as a guy... this is going to be completely...
he's going to say
vain,
he gets better looking.
But guys, I do feel like get...
Age like fine wine.
Age like fine wine, especially in their 30s and 40s. They look good.
A nice 40-year-old.
I know.
With
it's
a
crazy.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper beard.
Love it.
Got some gray in his hair. So that's fine. I mean, I'm not... I'm gonna
so
try
that's
to,
fine.
That's
I'll
fine.
Get better looking.
That'd be, I can't wait. Maybe I'll be able to grow a full beard at one point in my life. But I want to take care of myself. I want to be able to still like play sports or, you know, be healthy. So, yeah. But I'm more. I can see my dad starting to get a little. I don't want to say nervous. That's the wrong word to put on it. But it's sad to see that because
what do you
can,
mean he's getting nervous?
He knows he can't do the same things he used to because my dad is a big. I know it's heartbreaking.
Wait,
you know?
That's
so that's
weird.
What's scary is older because you're like when you realize like wow I'm 62 like I can't run as fast as I used to.
I could read you this text my dad sent me this week. That's so weird. And he was just like, I'm really down right now. And I was like, why, Dad? He's like, I just got back from a run and my back really hurts. And it's just like, it's almost like he was telling me that he realized he's not who he used to be.
I know.
And that's so, I don't want to
Well,
get
that's
old.
Awesome when he's going for runs, you know?
Yeah, that's he used to run. He used to be a runner, but
yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I don't get death.
Jared's he's like the most dark man you'll ever meet, guys. You have no idea how dark Jared is. Now he's thinking about our parents dying again. And the last time he was on our podcast, we also talked about our parents dying.
You think about your parents dying all the time. You always get nervous, Ash.
It's just scary. We don't have to talk about that.
Got to this again.
He's going to spiral right now in front of our eyes.
It's just a scary thought. And that's another reason why
I
like,
you have to kind of ignore it until it happens.
No, I agree. You can't go...
Can't
I
go
mean,
through life thinking,
as
like,
Tony Stark famously said, a part of the journey is the end, and so you can't think about those things.
He better win supporting actor at the Oscars.
I know. I wonder if he's going to get nominated
for best. Yeah, we haven't heard from you very much.
Yeah,
well, you guys are fucking blabbering. You know, I don't have anything to say.
What do you
I'm
have
also
to
very,
ask your
very
brother-in-law?
Very exhausted right
yeah,
now.
What do you have to? What do you have to ask your brother-in-law?
How
is it weird that I'm your brother-in-law?
Yeah, like no. You guys are related. Like I said the other day, I was like, I wonder if you can go to the same doctor. Because you guys are related.
We definitely cannot go to the same psychiatrist because I'll talk about him.
Yeah.
Lauren, I was being vague there for a second. But what I was trying to say was like the words, you're related. Isn't that weird? Like I'm related to Justin. That's silly.
That is silly.
That's wild.
That's sillier.
Yeah, that is definitely sillier. You guys have been brother and sister for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Do you have any questions?
Do I have any questions?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for you?
Do you have any
questions? Yeah, why don't you ask me some questions?
Yeah. How was your hair appointment today?
It went very well. Thank you very much for asking.
Oh, great.
Isn't that nice?
Are you still enjoying school? I know we've asked you this, but...
That's
a good question.
I enjoy school. I don't dread going there still, so that's good.
You don't?
No.
When was the period that you did?
It was like last month. I don't know why. I just had a little rut going on. But I think now that I have made it through state board, I feel like I see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
Did you learn all the extension stuff yet? Or is that
We had a class last week about it. Really good. But I still have to pay $5,000 to get certified.
Are what you the freaking hell? Kidding me?
No.
Well, you should ask. Well, you can ask mom and dad for a percentage of that.
So do you want to work at Christmas? A hair salon after this? Or do you want to open up your own practice?
Ah, like a fucking doctor.
That's amazing. Whatever, you know
I told
I mean.
You should be called the hair call doctor.
The hair doctor. The you hair can open up your own practice. Bada bing, bada boom.
Let's do that.
I love hair doctors.
Because you can take clients on your own, right? You could take them wherever you want.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'll probably work for myself. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about hair, guys. I literally just had 11 hours of hair.
Well, what else do you want to talk about? Because we love getting inside your brain.
Well, you got to ask me specific
and
questions.
So,
just
so
like
does our
you.
Audience. Our audience loves Lauren talk. Like their favorite part from this entire month was when you cried last week.
People love my
ago.
Tears.
Yeah. I know.
Mom loves my tears too.
Aww. Did you cry to her this week?
No.
Did she listen to that episode?
She heard that I cried on the podcast, and then so she keeps checking in on me to make sure I'm okay.
What'd you cry about?
Oh, you'd appreciate this. Did I already tell you this?
No.
The guided meditation.
The sound bath we went to.
It said,
oh, yeah.
She said, look at your child self and, like, basically, what do you think? Like, if you know, like, think about your child self.
Yep.
And, like, are you happy with where you are today looking back on your child self?
Yeah.
Oh, my child self would be very happy where I am right now.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, that's true. Because he's
very good.
Like,
you guys
little...
are great together.
not in a mean way, but just in terms of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the sense
fat
of like
little Jared.
Jared
would be very happy. Yeah. He'd be very excited.
Jared, could you imagine how cute he would be seeing his adult self? Oh, Lauren's gonna start crying again.
I see him in the goddamn tree.
I know it too. So I see him, cute. And then he's saying things like, "I am Batman."
Yeah, I see him.
I am the Batman.
There's a home video that we haven't explained to you guys of Jared saying, "I am the Batman." He's so cute.
I'm Batman. There's another one where, I was a cute kid. This one is the best. So my dad, first of all, he has a recorder over his right shoulder and he's videoing me, and I'm wearing a baseball uniform. And he's like, "Are you baseball, Jared?
Are you baseball, Jared?"
I know. And he goes, "Are you baseball, Jared?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "Well, who are you?" And I said, "I'm Daddy." I know, it's the best.
I know.
It's so good. Aww. I don't know why. I was a cute kid.
That's so cute.
Why would you think your child self would not be happy where adult Lauren is right now?
We don't need to delve in. You can listen to episode 150.
Lauren, right,
that's
open
fine.
Up.
That's fine.
Lauren, tell
no,
why.
No, if, yeah, I mean, we don't want to repeat
I guess
it.
Yeah, everybody
already,
kind of already
has. Everyone already listened to
has
it.
Has already why, listened to it.
I guess for
yeah,
me,
yeah, but
though,
you haven't
talked
to Jared about it.
First of all, how old is this child?
Like kindergarten for preschool.
She's like 5.
Yeah.
And you really think your 5-year-old self would be disappointed where you are in life
I
right now,
so
living in Los Angeles?
Weird and creative then. And I feel like I was very unique, and I feel like I've lost a little bit of that.
You're so unique, Lauren. You have the best brain ever. Nobody can speak and describe things
so
like you.
So weird.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a scientist, which
that's
so cool.
You wanted to make chemical combustibles.
Did you ever major in science?
No.
Well, you're
your
a hair
class?
Scientist now.
That's true. I'm a hair scientist.
Yeah, I guess. What was your favorite class?
Mixing the chemicals.
What was your best class? What were you best at?
Definitely not science. I just like mixing things in my bathroom together, thinking I was making a potion.
Oh my God. Well, you are a hair scientist now.
There you go.
You could go down like the Breaking Bad pathway and just start
make
mixing.
Meth?
Yeah, make meth. That's science.
That's lucrative.
I think Lauren would be a great forensic scientist with crime. That definitely could have been something she went into.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But let's go around the table and say what you wanted to be when you were little.
Astronaut.
You really wanted to be an astronaut?
Yeah,
until what age?
I literally so like 12. I wanted to go to, because you could go to space camp, I think, until you were 14. And my parents never sent me because they said they couldn't afford it. And I like was so sad till this day.
Do you remember when
I like
you
regret
wanting?
That I never got to go to space camp? Aww. I don't know. I think every time I watch a movie and I see people in space, I like still get, I'm like, I would go to space tomorrow if I could. Like, that's, it's so, like, when I hear the Star Wars stuff, just anything that goes down in space. I'm
what
like,
is it about space that interests you?
I don't know. I think it just seems so freeing, and the planets. I was always, remember we had to make your own solar system? I spent hours on mine, and I think that was when I was, like, painting the styrofoam balls. Mm. I think that's when I was like, that is so cool. I want to see what's up
and
there. I think
Apollo
it's just my curiosity.
13 didn't freak you out.
Actually, what's crazy is one of my teachers, they were doing something in Florida where you could nominate a teacher to go up in space. There was a program, and Mrs. Shumrack had me write the letter, and she didn't make it on. And then I think the teacher that won died in an explosion.
That I was about to say.
I'm not laughing. I'm sorry. I should not have laughed. That's terrible. But
in,
I
was
not the challenger. The challenger was the original. No, the other one.
I was about to say, because I was like, oh, that the woman that passed away, and then the son of the blow was a teacher.
So that's the thing is, also, Ashley, growing up in Florida, I was constantly surrounded by space. Like the Kennedy Space Center, I was born at St. John's Hospital in Houston, across from the NASA space station, where they say, like, Houston, we have a problem. So I've always, like, really loved space.
So, Naz, tell me right now, in your space expertise...
It was the Columbia that went down.
So sad.
Columbia.
The Columbia
is
never came back.
Pluto a planet? Should it be a planet?
Pluto should definitely be a planet, because we grew up learning that it was a planet and then it wasn't a planet. And I feel like there are way more than 9 planets in the solar system. And then I just really feel like Pluto should be a planet.
That
but
was
it's just
the
a
best
ball of gas.
Fucking Miss Universe answer of is Pluto a planet? I think that Pluto's a planet because we learned it was a planet and that is a planet. I love it.
I just don't think they can go back on that stuff.
I don't think they can. They can't take it back. But also, they took back that the Earth was flat. So we should also learn that.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
Fair point.
Do you guys remember the Columbia thing? I remember the TV. I remember watching TV waiting for it to come in. Yeah. I remember it, like them waiting for it to come in.
It's so sad.
And it just never came in.
Jared, what did you want to be when you were a baby?
Yeah,
what did
you want to be?
This is going to be very hypocritical because of my trashing of Los Angeles, but an actor.
Oh, no.
You're so annoying. I want to punch you right now. Why
because
you,
he
why
just
you
should be acting.
Thing,
can
a kid,
you just join an acting class here and see if you love it?
No, I like I said, I've been acting a little bit. I thoroughly enjoy
but why
it.
Why
like,
do you join a program?
I think I want to be behind the camera more than anything, but if I do pursue
look
anything
look
there.
The
but.
Face.
But my point being, because as a kid, I saw Speed, I wanted to be an actor.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Rocky, I wanted to be a boxer. I saw Zorro, I wanted to
be Zorro.
I wanted to be Zorro.
A mass vigilante.
I really
sword.
Wanted to take up swords. I saw fencing. The Matrix. I wanted to get a black belt in karate. Swirl, and then I realized that I really wanted to portray being all these different people. And that's why I... realized, not realized, but it was like, oh, I think growing up, I want to be an actor.
You know
I want to be in movies.
Interesting about what you're just saying. And I just realized why you love Superman because he's a hero and you would love to play heroes.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
There's a lot of actors that don't. Robert Pattinson opened up about playing Batman and he likes playing him because Batman's not really a hero. He like doesn't know what he is.
Yeah.
And you really, this the way you just said, like you wanted to be all
Rocky,
these people.
Rocky, Zorro.
You
all
have
the heroes.
Like this hero heart.
Well, there's also like a hero complex that he has because like he wants everybody to think he is like as great as everybody thinks he is, even though inside he doesn't believe himself to be that great.
Oh, totally.
Don't we all have that though a little bit?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. Oh, everybody. I think I certainly am not the only one that feels this way, but you want to put on a certain perception of yourself to the world so they believe that you're better than you actually are. Because everybody, like we all know what goes through our head and the thoughts that we have and how probably messed up they are at times. And so I think that leads to a lot of shame and guilt that we feel because it's like, you know, you're saying like, oh, you're the sweetest guy and you have a hero heart. And it's like, no, I don't. I promise you. I say some really mean things sometimes and I do things that I regret. But I think also with the Superman thing, the idea that I loved about Superman was this mild-mannered human being in Clark Kent that everybody overlooked and nobody thought was anybody was actually this incredible superhuman superhero who had the ability to fly. And I love that aspect of the character.
I've never seen
it. I did, though. I love because I used to imagine so many times as a kid where I would be – this is so pathetic. I was at the bus stop. And I used to have this in like this idea in my head of like, of course, like the girl, the most popular girl in school, like being at the bus stop and me being and then everybody getting on the bus and me being like, all right, guys, I'll see you later. And then taking two steps and soaring into the air and flying home.
It's almost like it was your way of like making girls think you're cool. Cause
it was my way of making myself feel cool. Yeah. It was like as a kid, I didn't feel cool, so I felt like Clark Kent.
But before
and
you
so
know it,
I
like,
always
little
imagined,
do you know, I could be the one flying off here.
Well, I think that's why.
Oh,
my,
that's cute.
Aww. Little do you know that, like in my
like you may not
right
like me
now,
but I am Superman.
It was more of like this idea of just wanting to be cool, you know, and that's what Superman was. Because it was like,
I love how excited you are. If you don't join an acting class, I'm going to be so fucking mad at you.
I know.
Ashley, what did you
want
to be?
That's a whole other
up?
Podcast because Jared doesn't
want
to accomplish
Ashley, what
his
did
dreams.
You want to be when you grow?
Oh, the
what
shade.
Did you want to be as
that
a kid?
Was, that
he
was
has
so Lauren.
Do you
ever, you are Lauren. That was so
I know,
Lauren.
Right? Yeah. Do you ever said she would just be nicer?
Ashley's so generous.
Or maybe she not is. Nicer, but like maybe like curve her act, what she's feeling at the time and
like
not say
these
it.
These two wish that I wasn't so pushy about like achieving things.
It's not pushy. It's just like maybe keep some thoughts to yourself.
Like what?
I don't know.
It's not even, like that. Yeah, I agree. Sometimes you just, it's your greatest attribute, but also with the people.
I will not stop until you do it.
Yes, it's your greatest attribute because you're so raw and honest and real and transparent, but also with people that are close with you, it can be a detriment at times because you're just Jared. It's like, I will do it, I promise. And you're like, okay, but What? Can you do it now?
Yeah, but when like, are you going to do it? Because your life is
or like even like it, every morning, it's like Jared.
Excuse me, and that's it's cute. My loving moment.
It's very adorable, and then I'll go into the room and hug you, and it's very great, and we'll kiss, like, and then I'll walk away and be like, well, "Where are you going?" And it's like, "Well, my coffee's right there. I'm answering some emails. I'm just it's in the morning, you know. I like being on the computer in the morning drinking coffee."
Night, he's like, "But it's night, you know."
There's a window in between there.
That is fucking funny.
I'm going to be Ashley when I'm married. Yeah. I don't know. I have to defend Ashley. I don't know how Ashley deals with the both of you. Lauren, I'm like, wake up. The day has started. Let's get going.
I wake up before Ashley.
He does that, though, too. But, like, he's like, he gets up and shit. But, like, I just would want to, like, you know, I'm like, come sit next to me. And he's like, I'm going to be here. And I'm like,
ugh, you never want to go to that.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah. It's a good play-by-play. What did you want to be as a kid, Ashley?
I really feel like I didn't know what I really wanted to be for a while because my only, like, real, true, like, what I wanted to be when I grew up was, one, when I was little, like, kindergarten, I want to be a firefighter.
Really?
That's yeah,
that
sweet.
Is so weird.
I was not thinking you were going to say that.
She wanted to be a writer. No. You were, like, wrote books as a
child. I guess, but I don't think like I thought like I wanted to be a novelist, but I definitely wrote all the stories. I wrote so many stories. Yeah. But I think I went from firefighter to legitimately just like wanting to like probably like I said like write for Cosmo or like write for Glamour like senior year.
And you
year
do
of high
write
school.
For Cosmo now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're such a good writer.
Freshman year of college I thought I wanted to be like Juliana Rancic.
And you are.
Well, wow. You know,
very you fucking good.
All right, mild well, degree. this was really fun. Jared, will you come back on the podcast?
Probably not.
Let me ask you
why.
Because you'll be living
I'm
in Rhode
kidding.
Island.
I'm kidding.
You enjoyed it.
No, I do enjoy it. Yeah, yeah, of
Can
course.
I ask two nice questions? Ashley and Naz, when you were growing up, did you wish you had bigger boobs or were you content with your boob size?
I definitely put bubble wrap in my bra in middle school.
Okay. Sure.
I definitely was inspired by Britney and wanted to be like at least a D.
Only when spaghetti straps were in.
Yeah, when spaghetti straps
tube
were
tops,
in.
Tube tops, like you wanted big boobs for your tube tops.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when that went away, I didn't fucking care. I was like, well, whatever.
Isn't
everyone's wearing
crazy?
Big shirts now.
Basically, in 2009, big boobs was out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was more about the booty.
Big boobs are always in Florida, which
it was
sucked for me.
Oh.
Kardashians really brought that back.
I have a question for you three ladies.
Yeah.
This is weird, but this is what guys think about.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever notice guys' bulges and would judge what you think someone's penis size was by the bulge in his pants?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had never seen.
You know, it could be
penises.
Deceiving.
I know. No, I'm fully aware.
You know,
I sound like I'm defensive right now. It could be deceiving, guys, okay? Sometimes jeans wear differently than other jeans, okay?
I have a question, but also, it doesn't matter until you're hard.
Wait,
like, does it really?
That's really why
it's deceiving.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Some men are growers and some men
are
showers.
Look at John Hamm. Google image John Hamm. His just lays there and it's massive.
Yeah, it's enormous.
I probably shouldn't have said that on record. But anyways, Jared, do you think guys stuff their bulge?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, in high school?
No.
Totally.
Fucking way.
I remember because there were guys in football that would like obviously the popular kids would make fun of other kids and be like, oh, I swear to God, this happened in the football field. It was like, they were like, look, there's nothing there. You have a small dick, bro. There's nothing there. And you looking back on it now, you know, like some of those kids that were like the popular ones were like stuffing to make sure that theirs look good.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
So sad. That's sad.
Why is that sad?
Because I didn't realize.
You just said you put
I know, because
bubble
I didn't,
wrap
yeah,
in
because,
your bra.
Because girls would make fun of me. I didn't realize guys got made fun of for that stuff either.
Oh, constantly.
This is so ridiculous. It's all about like what your erection is.
You could have a really small, flaccid wiener, and then it could grow. But then some guys just have big ones, and then they also just get bigger.
Yeah,
or they don't get that much bigger when they're hard.
Bigger. I mean,
it is weird. I know it's weird, but sometimes there'll be guys when flaccid will be. This is weird, but like only an inch smaller than when they're hard.
Oh,
interesting. See, how do you know this?
I have a penis. I've done research.
That was like, a perfect moment for you to say, well, one time Chad and I.
Oh, yeah. So one time Chad and I were talking. And
okay, bye, guys.
No, wait,
Thank you so much.
I have a gyno appointment tomorrow, and I wanted to talk. I was like, Jared, I was like, usually I pregame for my gyno appointment.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have, like, two drinks.
Wait, really? Why?
You don't need that.
I don't fucking want. I don't
like it.
Preaching to the choir.
Do you like it?
I don't know what happened. I don't know whose family I grew up in. I love walking around naked. I think we all have the same. I went to Esalen. I was like naked half the time. I have a male gyno. I don't care.
You don't care when
that's a great thing. Don't ever change.
I just feel like our. This is going to get really weird, but I just feel like we are like what's inside, and this is just all. I kind of feel like we're like robots and like this weird thing, and I'm like, whatever. Everyone has a vagina. Everyone has a boob. Like, what does it matter?
It's not like I'm just like going to like take my robe off.
I wish I could be so
she's
secure in myself.
She's putting a thing, a spatula,
but I'm not,
up my vagina.
A speculum.
And then she spreads them, and her eyes are right there.
She doesn't give a fuck.
I know she doesn't. Yeah. I know she doesn't.
Your vagina is
not
her job.
Not since I found this
gyno.
I don't mind at all.
But I said, Jared, how would you feel if some man was just going to like put his finger up your butt tomorrow and like do a little exam?
It's not like that. Bye.
Bye. Ashley has a valid point. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. Follow the I Don't Get It podcast on Instagram.
Wait, we're still recording?
I had so much more to say.
I know, but we gotta get going, guys.
Okay, all right. I want to talk about boobs and how I'm really happy with my size now that I'm at this age.
You do have a great boob,
Jared.
Size.
Your boobs are on point right now.
I have
great
boobies,
right?
I didn't think about this. This podcast should have been talked about like. That whole experience of like, do guys stuff their pants or do girls stuff this?
That's why I was leaving. We're signing off, and I thought I have to talk about this.
I did think that was a good question.
We got to do another podcast about that.
Okay.
Perfect. But that is the title of this episode. Do men stuff their balls?
And the answer is yes.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
I don't get it.
Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.